Tatiana, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
We've got some big things happening at the Delaware Contemporary as part of the December Art Loop. Why don't you let our listeners in on what's going to be happening?
Yes, our December Art Loop features the annual Holiday Craft Show and Taste of the Holidays. Our annual craft show features emerging and established artists offering handmade crafts and fine arts that are ideal for unique holiday gifts. And it takes place on Friday, December 7th. Again, it's during our art loop from 5 to 9 p.m. Our goal with this event is to enhance the awareness of contemporary craft while providing additional opportunities for local artists and regional artists of all types to showcase their work.
Now, when you say the goal is to enhance the awareness of contemporary American craft, explain that.
Well, in addition to fine art, there's a lot of other types of art that are out there that are made by local artisans, like such as one of the artists that will be featured in the craft show is Michael Kane from Stem Wood Design. He makes handmade objects from sustainable hardwoods that are functional objects, such as cutting boards, utensils, etc. We have Heather Sippel, who will be making, her business is called Once Again Bears, and she makes what she calls huggable artwork from upcycled fabric and found objects. In addition to that, we have ceramics, handmade accessories and jewelry, essential oils and soaps, and of course, fine art.
And this is an annual thing, this holiday craft show. Expecting a lot of people?
Yes, yes. We get a good turnout, usually about 500 to 1,000. And it also is in conjunction with the Taste of the Holidays by Barry's events, which offers $1 samples of craft beer, wine, champagne, and spirits. And the tables are set up by local vendors for that as well.
That's exciting. And again, yeah, as you said, this is all part of the annual Holiday Craft Show and the Taste of the Holidays, all part of the December Art Loop. You guys have art loops all the time. Why don't you explain a little bit about what they are?
Yes, well, First Friday Art Loop is a citywide initiative to encourage people to get out and see fine art and be part of the art scene of all the local and talented artists that live in Delaware in the region. And this December opening will feature Shelley Thorstenson. Her show is called In Between There, and then our studio artists Dan Jackson and Sean Pinkney, and their exhibition is called Keeping Up with the Illuminati. So both of them will be also having openings.
And for listeners who are not aware of the Delaware Contemporary, give us some background.
Well, it's exciting because this year is actually, or 2019, I should say, is our 40th anniversary. And we will be kicking off the year with Rick Rothrock, who was our founder back in 1979. And the way the Delaware Contemporary started was a group of artists created these participatory art projects around the city of Wilmington, and then that eventually led to the establishment of the museum. And throughout the course of time, we've had a few location changes, but we've always maintained the belief of showcasing contemporary art and giving artists more opportunities to develop their career and have venues to display their work, no matter what level they are, from emerging artists to established artists to internationally recognized artists.
It's such a great place, the Delaware Contemporary. So one last time, give the information that people need to know for the annual Holiday Craft Show and the Taste of the Holidays.
The Craft Show and Taste of the Holidays is on December 7th. That's Friday, December 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. And it takes place during the citywide art loop, so it's part of the larger city experience.
Now, if people want more information about the annual Holiday Craft Show and the Taste of the Holidays, where can they get it?
The best place is our website, decontemporary.org. That has all the information of all of our upcoming events.